Pulse on BFM 89.9. You just heard the sounds of We Are Scientists and I Cut My Own Hair, a song that was obviously written during the lockdown, right?
And that was taken from their latest album, Huffy. Huffy is the New York band's seventh album and first release after a three-year-long wait for fans. The band, which started in the year 2000, consists of guitarist Keith Murray and bassist Chris Kane, both who also make up the songwriting team behind the band. And they are joined by drummer Keith Curran, who has been their go-to drummer for studio work and live performances since 2013. Now, we managed to catch lead vocalist and guitarist Keith Murray, who's on a break in between touring sessions, to find out all about their brand new and latest album called Huffy. Thanks for joining us on the show, Keith. Now, Huffy is the very first self-produced album by the band so far. While recording, were there any happy accidents that happened due to self-producing that ended up in the album?
Yeah, that was a big part of the reason that we wanted to self-produce it, is that, you know, when you're recording with another producer, you know, sort of in a studio that you're paying for by the day or by the hour or whatever, we always feel a sense of urgency and, you know, sort of pressure in the sense of like, you want to make sure you get everything done because you're not only eating your own time, you're using everybody else's time and resources. So we thought that trying to produce it by ourselves would probably allow us to be a little more experimental. And if we made happy accidents, to sort of follow those accidents a little more thoroughly than we would if we sort of felt like somebody else was waiting for us to, you know, finish our part, or like just to get our part correctly the way we had written it or whatever. So yeah, that was a big part of why we wanted to self-produce.
So I guess nobody over there to tell you, no, that can't be done.
Exactly. And Chris, my bandmate, is extremely good about always being like very excited when an accident happens. Yeah, and you know, all the producers we worked with have been friends of ours. So it's not as if they were there, you know, just angrily trying to get work done and wanted to leave. But when it's just Chris and I, it sort of feels like there's no wasted time at all. It's all just us hanging out.
Keith, did you miss having another set of producer ears though? You know, another person to bounce off ideas with?
I mean, a little bit. It's always good to have somebody who is sort of impartial to tell you if something is good or if it's not good. I think we sort of told one another when we started doing this production that we would be pretty brutal with one another. And I think we were pretty good about always saying, you know, this isn't done or this isn't quite right. And so what can we do to make this better? I think that is the best part of having a producer. Well, there are multiple good things about having another producer. One is that they will, you know, not have any emotional attachment to the stuff you're bringing in. With, you know, when you've written a song, it's sort of hard to let yourself be honest and hear criticisms about stuff. So it's good to have someone whose job is just to be critical. And, you know, it is always good to have someone there who has experience and just like taste that isn't your own, just to bring another set of ideas in. But yeah, sometimes we did miss having a producer, but I think the excitement of doing it by ourselves sort of helped us counterbalance that loss, I think.
And were there any particular songwriting habits that have stuck with you throughout the years, or do you just wing it with each new album?
You know, we sort of changed our songwriting habits pretty dramatically, maybe like three albums ago, I guess. You know, I have like a studio in my house, and I used to sort of just go into it. I would go into it, you know, every day as if I were going to work. But, you know, you kind of sit there and you fiddle with a song. And if you're not feeling very inspired, you're kind of like, oh, let me see what's online. Like, you know, let me go online or let me read a book or let me listen to music. And maybe 3 or 4 years ago, we started sort of doing this practice where we would go in a room and just try to write as many songs as we could in one day. And at the end of the day, we would have to play each other all the stuff we had written. And it was very freeing because, you know, when you're writing 10 songs in a single day, probably 9 of them are going to be pretty bad. But one of them might be really cool. And the nine ones, they're bad just because you were writing so quickly and not throwing any ideas away. Sometimes you like stumble upon something weird that you wouldn't have pursued or just wouldn't have even thought of if you were, you know, trying to write a nice pop song. Sometimes if you're trying to write, you know, a 1 minute punk song or like a heavy metal song or a hip hop song, there are things that you can then farm and take away and bring to a We Are Scientists song and make them seem more like a We Are Scientists song. So I think that practice is sort of the biggest change for us. I don't think we really changed the songwriting that much on this record. I think producing it ourselves sort of changed the way we arranged everything and the way we looked at the songs that we had written.
Mm. So earlier, Keith, you spoke on experiments in the studio. As a three-piece band, do you worry about replicating songs written in the studio as a trio, live on stage?
Yeah, we definitely think that a lot. And there, you know, we have enough albums now that we don't need to play all of our songs live. So we tend to not let that stop us from like going forward with a song. If as we're writing, we're like, oh, there's no way a three-piece rock band is going to play this. At this point, we can just not play that song. Unfortunately, there are sometimes we do write songs that we really love that are just really hard for the three of us to play live. There's a song, I think on our last record, Megaplex, called Heart is a Weapon. That is one of my favorite songs we've ever written. But man, it's really, really hard for us to pull off live. I think we've played it live one time just as an experiment. But yeah, I do often wish we could play that song live. But I'm glad that song exists. I'm glad we didn't let our on-stage setup stop us from making that song.
Yeah, as a three-piece, it's a bit tricky because there's nobody to, to back you up. You are your own instrument, right? And you have to fill in that drum sound, the guitar sound, and the bass sound. And if you make a mistake, there's nobody to cover you up.
It's true. It's very true. I mean, I think that is part of the fun, though. And like, when we make mistakes, we're usually not that embarrassed about them. We kind of like make it part of the show. I think it's a lot of fun to be a three-piece. I don't know. There's something about that, the spark of three people trying to make it happen. That's really fun.
Now, your touring drummer, Keith, also played drums on this record. How much creative freedom was he given during those recording sessions?
He was given a lot. I mean, the demos that we do tend to have parts that I or Chris will have written. Like usually Chris or I will make a demo of a song and take it as sort of far as we can before we even like share it with the other guys in the band. But to go back to the kind of like freedom and experimentation that we felt like we had because we were producing it by ourselves, we spent a lot of time with Keith in the studio. Well, another helpful part of the way we recorded the album is that we essentially had a studio for 4 or 5 months. And so the way we were approaching drums on this record was that, you know, he would start out sort of playing essentially the drum beat that was in the demo of the song. And then over the course of half a day recording, he would sort of suggest changes and add fills and just change the feel as much or as little as he wanted to. But then the last thing we did for every drum take for every song was just to let him go utterly crazy and do as much weird stuff as he wanted to play beats that were unintuitive, like didn't really make sense for the song, play entire takes that were nothing but fills the whole time. And then we would go through that and be like, well, that's a weird part. That's kind of cool. What if we just took that one bit from this take and put it over his other take? Yeah, there are a bunch of songs on this record that have like multiple drum tracks at a time. There'll be like ones where he's playing a pretty straight beat and then, you know, weird fills fly in and out and stuff. So yeah, he did have a lot of creative input, and we also used him as a, you know, creative tool to just like say, give us as much weird stuff as you can and see if that, you know, sparks another creative avenue for the song.
probably wouldn't happen with a producer in the studio.
No, we wasted a lot of time doing that. Like we would get many, like we would, there are probably songs that we have like 20 totally different drum takes of, whereas, you know, normally when we would go into a studio, we have the part totally down and you know, do four takes of the drums, just trying to get it as vibey or as perfect as you can. But yeah, on this album, we were definitely like, just do as many different things as possible.
But apparently because of that, you guys wrote enough songs to fit two albums.
That's so true.
So is there another one coming out not too long from now?
Yeah, well, we didn't quite, when we were making it, we didn't know that we were going to make it two albums. So we didn't quite make enough songs. So right now we're in the process of finishing this second album. But yeah, there is a second album mostly done.
Keith, lots of tour dates are lined up for We Are Scientists and a lot of dates that you guys have really done as well. How did it feel like being back on stage after such a long time?
It's been great. I mean, you know, it had been almost 2 years since we had played a show. So the shows in the UK, like when we were heading to them, we were like, do we even remember like what to do on stage? Like we know how to play the songs, but like what? I don't even remember what we're supposed to like say or how we act on stage. But then sort of the minute we started, it felt very natural and fun. And, you know, Keith and Chris have sort of been, especially because we were working on the album while everything was locked down, we were sort of in each other's pods or bubbles the whole time. So I think that helped, that like we had been hanging out and we would be on Zoom calls all the time when we weren't in the same room. So yeah, it definitely felt very natural and was immediately a lot of fun to do again. So we are very excited that we get to keep on doing it.
Thank you, Keith, for speaking with us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
We've been speaking to Keith Murray, lead vocalist and guitarist for the band We Are Scientists. Their new album, Huffy, is out now on all streaming platforms and good record stores. Do go check it out. Right after this, we are talking about this year's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That's coming up right after a short break. But before that, here's another track from Huffy. This one's called Sentimental Education by We Are Scientists right here on The Pulse, BFM 89.9. Stay tuned.